Father, we thank you for today because truly this is the day that you have made, Father. And Father, we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we thank you, Lord, even from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down. There are, Father God, we rejoice to know that your name is to be praised and honored. And Father, we worship you as we stand, even in this moment of time. We stand in agreement. Therefore, Father, we affirm and declare unto your holy name that we are standing even there in a space of unity and in a space of strength. Father, we declare and affirm that we shall walk in greatness. We declare and affirm that we are the sheep of your pasture, and you are going to be the one that shall lead us and guide us. Father, we declare victory in the lives of your people everywhere. And Father, we also declare, even as we stand in this holy place, this sacred place, Father, we declare that everything that will be done on this call, that you will get the honor and you will get the glory. Father, we declare that your word will live big on the inside of each and every one of us. Father, we declare miracles to begin to come forth in the lives of your people. Father, we declare breakthrough in the lives of your people. We declare, Father, debt reduction in the lives of your people. We declare and affirm that we are the healed of the Lord. Father, we declare, Father, that there shall not be no sickness that shall be named among us, because we are the whole of the Lord. We are the healed of the Lord. We are the blessed of the Lord. Father God, we thank you even now for supernatural doors that you're opening up for us each and every day, Father. Father, we declare that we can do all things through you, the one and only one that strengthens us and gives us the ability to move forth. We declare wisdom from above to begin to come forth, Father. We declare new ideas, money-making ideas, witty inventions, Father, inventions and ideas to bring answer and cure to the world, Father. Father, we declare, as we stand in this holy place, we declare that all shall be well and everything shall be done according to your will and your purpose on today. We decree that our family and our finances and our health, they are all blessed by you, Father. And Father, we declare, Lord, even as we stand on this morning, Father, we declare that our footsteps have already been ordered by you. Therefore, Father, we stand complete in you. We stand in knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, and you are going to perfect everything that concerns us in the matchless name of Jesus. Prophet Naomi, open up the lines. We began to pray in the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
I'm not going to be able to do that. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God, because truly this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you all honor and praise and thanksgiving, oh God. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us along the way, oh God. We thank you, God, for ordering our step, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, God, for teaching us how to think big, oh God. We thank you, God, for new money, God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the perfect law of liberty, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for making us the head only, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for our health and strength, wisdom and knowledge, oh God. And we thank you, God, to give us that wisdom and knowledge to continue to walk through that season of abundance, oh God. God, we thank you, God, for the abundance blessings that here on earth that we live, oh God, that you have made for us, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, that you are the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, God. And God, we thank you, God, that truly you are our source and our supply, God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for guiding us and helping us and continuing to help us to dwell together in unity, God. And we want to thank you, God, that we are many members, God, and we all belong to you, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, for uniting us in love and continue, God, for growth of your kingdom, God. And we want to thank you, God, for continue to encourage us, oh God, and giving us boldness, God, oh God, and keeping our hearts to always be for eternal, God. And we want to thank you, God, for lengthening our years and giving us healthy and prosperous years, oh God, and years to come, oh God. And God, we want to thank you, God, that for protection around us, our family, our children, and all the loved ones that surround us, oh God. And we want to thank you, God, for healing us from the top of our crown to the bottom of the soles of our feet, oh God. And thank you, God, that whomever form against us shall not prosper. And every tongue that rise against us, O God, is already condemned. Because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the precious Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen and amen.
Father God, I thank you for this opportunity to come before your throne, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the brother sisterhood, Father God, that we can touch and agree, Father God, to break things, to declare things in this hour. I thank you for each and every family that is assembled here, Father God. You know the depthness of their heart and what they desire and what they're standing in proxy for and who, Father God. We're thanking you for the covering of our homes and our children in this hour, from anything that is unlike you, Father God. Thank you for favor in networking and growth, Father God, in mental and even in health in this season. Thank you for removing the taste of unhealthy things out of our mouth, Father God. Thank you for the willpower, Father God, and we thank you for your love, Father God. God, the willpower to go on, to love, to serve, Father God, and to cancel out things. Thank you for transforming and renewing in our mind in this hour, Father God. We declare victory in job situations, in our own business, in our health, Father God. Thank you for our families, Father God, Ronald Blake, J. Otis Washington, complete healing and wholeness. Giving your name always the praise. I love you, Father God. Amen and amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, the omnipresent God, Jehovah Shammah, Father, I praise you for silencing our enemies. I bless your holy name for all you have done for me throughout the day. I thank you for a successful day. the Holy Spirit of the living God. You are the executor of God's divine purpose on earth. This is your night. Have your way in our life, home and family. This night, I boldly confess any sin of disobedience that we committed during the day. My Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy and forgive us. I destroy every root of sin in our life. Receive power to overcome sin. Therefore, sin shall not have dominion over us. This night, I put on the whole armor of God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. I bind every satanic attack upon our life and our family at that night. I take authority over every demon that is released against us and our family at night. Wherever anyone or group of individuals will call our name for evil purpose at the night, Holy Ghost fire and thunder will answer and destroy them. I release the fire of the Holy Ghost to destroy any satanic bird flying for our sake at night. I command every arrow program against our destiny, the moon or drop dead. I frustrate every plot device, scheme and project of witchcraft designed to affect any area of our life at night. I pull down every stronghold of witchcraft, power on assignment against our life. I shall not be a victim of any strange spiritual and physical bullet. In the name of Jesus Christ, I release confusion and chaos in the gathering of the agent of Satan tonight. Every satanic ritual target against us and our family at night shall backfire, and the sender, every spirit of fear that is tormenting our life at night, the blood of Jesus Christ is against you. Lose your hold over our spirit, soul, and body. I bind and rebuke the Pentecostal that walks in darkness. I release the Holy Ghost fire into the atmosphere, and I declare any environment Holy Ghost arena. My dwelling place is the free of all our prayers of the night. I declare that no weapon formed against us and our family shall prosper. No evil shall come near our dwelling place. Our heads shall not harbor any satanic arrow of the night. This night, I plead the blood of Jesus over every principality, power, ruler of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places assigned against our life, our families, and our property. I bind every strong man stationed at the gate of our house, spoil his good and mighty in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Father, I thank you. Father, I pray, my God, for your people this night, O God. My God, your word says that let the sick say, I am healed, O God. We thank you, my God, for healing your people, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for your leaders, O God. Even the leaders in our church, O God, that they will stay steadfast before you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for our leaders, my God, in the nation, my God, all the nation, my God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Cover us, O God. Cover them. Watch over them, O God. For you said we should pray for leaders, O God. And, Lord, we stand in the gap for our leaders in this time, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, my God, for watching and guiding, my God, all direction and wherever things are going, my God. We thank you, my God, for you are the watchman over all this, O Lord. And we thank you. We thank you, my God, hallelujah, that you'll give clarity to your people, O God. Clarity to their minds, their heart, their spirit, O God. Let them, my God, see things for how they are, my God, as you see them, O God. Let them see their solution with your eyes, O God, hallelujah. Thank you, my God, for keeping and guiding us, O God, hallelujah. Guide our children, my God, hallelujah. We pray, my God, for our neighbors, O God. Strengthen, my God, and give them a new refreshing to your people, O God. Let them not be weary in well-doing, my God, but let them press on, my God, to the high calling, my God, for which you are calling them, O God. My God, we thank you for you have ordered your steps, O God, hallelujah. And we know, my God, that we don't serve them, but we serve you, a mighty God, hallelujah, that we walk by faith and not by sight, O God, hallelujah. Let them, my God, be not weary, my God, but like they'll continue to press on, my God, to the high calling of you, Lord. We thank you, my God, for covering us, O God, hallelujah. Covering us with your blood, O God. We thank you. We thank you, my God, for washing us, my God. We thank you for removing fear from us, O God, hallelujah, that we will walk knowing that we serve a mighty God, knowing, my God, that our hearts and our strength come from the Lord, hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your kindness and your blessing, my God, for keeping us in perfect peace in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Amen. And thank you, Father God, for this day, because we know that this is the day that you have made, Father, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you even now for touching each and every one of our leaders, Father God. We thank you for touching our bishops, Father God, touching our pastors, touching our reverends, Father God. We thank you for touching our ministers and our elders and our deacons and deaconesses, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching each and every person, Father God, even inside of your church. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up each and every public servant, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up our leaders, Father God, even within our communities, Father God, and even for our nation, Father God. We want to thank you, Father God, even now, Father God, for creating inside of us a clean heart and just teaching us how to prosper, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for adding unto us, Father God, and we decree and declare the increase of the Lord, Father God, upon us, Father God, even on this week, Father God. We thank you now, Father God, for healing your people. We thank you for divine healing that you're releasing, Father God, even unto their physical bodies, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for even healing even to those that may be sick and shut in, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for healing even those that may have been dealing with some emotional hurt. Father God, we lift them up, Father God, even now before you, Father God. We want to lift up each and every prayer request, Father God, each and every supplication that's been made unto you, Father God, because we know that your promises are yea and amen, Father God. And we just want to thank you, Father God, for just being a yes, Father God, being that yea and amen, Father God, to your promises in advance, Father God. We want to thank you even now, Father God, for the restoration that you're restoring your people, Father God, and you're giving back unto them, Father God, the double. We want to thank you, Father God, for blessing us, Father God, even as we travel, Father God. I want to thank you for keeping us, Father God, and even in our comings and in our goings. Thank you for making us the head and not the tail, above and not below, Father God. I want to thank you even now, Father God, for covering and favoring even those that are widowed, Father God, covering and favoring, Father God, even those that are the fatherless, Father God, and covering and favoring even the strangers in our land, Father God. I want to thank you, Father God, that you release divine protection, even those that may be sleeping in fear, Father God. We know that your word says that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning, Father God. I want to just ask, Father God, that you just create a spirit of peace, Father God, even inside of your people, even those strangers in the land, Father God, that may be scared, Father God, or afraid for their lives, or afraid for their families, Father God. I want to thank you now, even now, Father God, for keeping them. I want to thank you now, Father God. I want to just lift them up even now before you, Father God. And lastly, I want to thank you for touching our generation, raising up a fire in these young men and women, Father God, to just thirst after you, Father God, just like the deer panted after